286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Remember in the book of Job how Lucifer, God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And the devil said, "Hey, you got all these hedges around him. Remove the hedge, I'll make him curse you to your face." Now God knew Job's resolve and said, "All right, I'll remove the hedge, but you can't take his life." You see, when a nation turns their back on God, God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. But there'll come a time, if they persist, and the church doesn't take care of its business. I mean, we are the salt of the earth. We are the preservative. When we talk about salt back then, we're talking about something being preserved. I know in places of Ghana where there were no refrigeration, they had fresh cut meat out on the streets, on tables and stuff, flies, but they had salt on it to try to preserve it for as long as possible. So we are the salt. If we are not praying for the nation, if we are not countering, then there's no preservative. And God can sometimes remove the hedge, remove his protection. So in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 10, the word of God says, "He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye." He's speaking about Israel when he called him out of Egypt and led him through the wilderness, the nation of Israel. He kept them as the apple of his eye. We today, the church, are the apple of God's eye. Amen. It's important. God keeps us as the apple of his eye. You know, the eye is the most sensitive of all the faculties on the body. The eye, get poked in the eye, I mean, that's, you know, get one of your eyelashes to go in your eye. It's like, oh man, you deal with that till you get that out, because it's irritable. The eye is so sensitive. We are the apple of God's eye. In other words, he's very sensitive to us. His eyes are always upon us. His loving protection. He watches over us. Angels are watching us and watching over us. And they're not, you know, they're not insensitive. They don't take naps. You know, they're security guards, but they don't take naps. They're always watching every move. Every gesture, you are their assignment. They are to protect you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The angels are assigned to you. And you know, that's an element or a part of our walk that we need to consider more and more, that angels are with us to protect us, to fight for us if need be. And angels don't get whipped. Are you hearing? They don't get whipped. They're here to see that the will of God. But it's important for us, and we're going to look at it, to find that place. The prophet Balaam was convinced to get out of his place, a false prophet, and he was trying to curse Israel. And you remember the story, riding his donkey. God reached down to make a last-ditch effort and had the donkey talk to him. The donkey started talking. Now that right there, I don't know about you. I'd have got up off that donkey. But see, the donkey was hitting him up against the wall because he saw the angel with his sword drawn, and had he gone any further, it was all over. Look at God. So tell someone, you are the apple, the glitter the gleam in God's eye. Tell somebody he's watching you right now. His thoughts toward you are always thoughts of peace. In this world, we have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And where I am is where I want you to be, in that place of immunity. Tonight, we're going to get there. Tell somebody, we're going to get there tonight. You're going to see it tonight where, no matter where you are, you can be in that place. No matter what's going on around you, you can be right in that place. Okay, Matthew, go to Matthew chapter 6 with me. Matthew 6. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. You don't have to be afraid of severe weather. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 8. The Lord says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. You see, God is not only creator, but he's a father. And every dad knows there's an instinct with a father to protect. Amen. Dads will rise up, just like moms, the nurturing instinct, but with dads to protect, to give their life to protect. You know, even in the animal kingdom, the same thing. You know, they will fight to the death to protect. So God is not just a creator, but he is a father. And he knoweth what things you have need of even before you ask him. Now think about that a moment. That's a good father. He's already looked ahead. Already knows what you're going to need next week. What you will need next month. What your life is going to look like a year from now. But unlike man, God knows and he's able to do something about it. See, sometimes people can know what you need, but they can't help you. But see, Father God knows and is able and is already prepared. Come on. He's a God that lovingly protects us. You know, having what we need many times will protect us. In the wintertime, if it gets cold and you're in the snow, you need a coat. You ain't got no coat, you're going to be in trouble. You understand? So God knows what we need and provides what we need so that we're protected. There are times where money is the answer. You need a certain amount of money to protect you, to rid you of all that worry and anxiety, and for them coming to repossess something from you, or, you know, turning something off. You need money. Tell somebody, God knows. He said, all the silver and gold are mine. Amen. The cattle on the thousand hills are mine. The earth and the fullness thereof are mine. So Father God knows already what you need. Now, let's start to take this journey. Because God has already granted us everything that pertains to this life and to godliness. God has already granted you everything you need to live godly. Every born-again, blood-washed believer, God has given you, granted you everything that you need pertaining to this life and pertaining to godliness. Amen? Now, look at 2 Peter, and you'll see what that means. 2 Peter 1. 2 Peter 1 and 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things. That word hath or has is past tense. Am I correct in my English? According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We established that fact. God has already given. Now, here's what's very important. We've read before, and you know the verse that says, for my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The more we know of God, listen closely, the more we know of God, the more accessible His promises are for us and His provisions. When I say provision, I'm saying promises. The more we know of God, the more His provisions are accessible. Sometimes, even though He has given us, we don't know it. Now, let's bring it home. If that is the case, what is it in your current situation that you have need of? If God has already provided, then why is there lack? Say amen, lights. Let's bring it home. You know, we know that verse is true, but let's bring it into practical application. Practical, okay, Lord, there's something then that I'm missing here. The more we know of God, the more accessible are His provisions. There may be something you don't know. There may be some avenue you've not checked. There may be somebody you hadn't talked to yet. And all along, God has already blessed you. It's there. You've not done your due diligence. Hello, let me say this. Maybe you've been lazy with your faith. But the more we know of God, the more accessible are His promises and His provisions. I love the word serendipity. When you really pursue God and find yourself in God, you find yourself walking up on stuff. God puts it in your way. You don't have to go out of your way to try to get it. And it's something maybe you need. Or you're delighting in the Lord is something that you wanted. And without even praying about it, before you ask, God already knows what you need and what you desire. And sometimes He just puts it right in your path. Because He's a good Heavenly Father. He's a good daddy God. And you don't always have to earn stuff. Sometimes the Lord just want to bless you. Because you're His. It's His kind intention toward you. You ain't got to always earn something. He just loves you. You know, when you love people, you just sometimes want to give them something. Want to express your love to them. That's how God is. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. You become a richer person, and He adds no sorrow, has no sorrow to it. The more we know of God, the more accessible His provisions for us become. God has prepared an abiding place, an abode for us, where everything we need concerning life and godliness are ours. There is a place. I love Psalm 91, He that dwelleth.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our Mega Grace series.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.